For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. In that we cannot get any drug warrior to come on this show to defend their policy, we can't even get a citizen drug warrior to accept our $100 award for writing an essay in support of the drug war. I've decided to occasionally allow letters to the editor writers to broadcast their words over the Drug Truth Network.
This is a letter I wrote in response to a letter to the editor in the McAllen Monitor. Drug war, a ruse for greed and fascism. Amen, Andreas Martinez. Leaders responsible for the current quagmire will have to answer to a higher power for their crimes against humanity. It's time to end the terror by changing our intrusive big bully policies, both foreign and domestic. The monetary costs are staggering, and the human suffering is unconscionable. War is a tool governments use to make us more docile, more accepting of their waste of our precious lives and resources. Prohibition triggers violence and crime, plus it destroys families. There are an estimated 9 million American children orphaned because of the drug war. Corruption abounds. The biggest scandal is big corporations destroying democracy by lining the pockets of lawmakers. Influence peddling works for those who worship the almighty dollar, but works against freedom from oppression, which Americans once held most dear. Drugs kill over 26% of those who die each year in the United States. Tobacco, alcohol, pharmaceuticals kill about a quarter of us. Less than 1% die from all illicit drug use. Nada. No deaths are attributed to marijuana. The drug war hysteria is bogus and takes our eyes off the real killers we tolerate. I am a once proud American because my country once stood for freedom from oppression. America now has the dubious honor of being number one in the world for having more people in prison than any other. The land of the used to be free is the most incarcerated nation in history. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Bonnie Colleen McCool in Stephenville, Texas.
I want to thank Colleen for that letter and for reporting it over the Drug Truth Network. If you see a letter that you think deserves recognition, please contact me, dean@drugtruth.net. If you got a phone number on how to reach the author, that'd be even better. Working together, we will soon end this madness of drug prohibition. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.